From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A bill to keep current tax rates in place is nearing a final vote in the Senate. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports House leaders are now preparing to take it up.
Steny Hoyer will be the House Majority Leader for just a few more weeks as this Congress winds down. He said today the House has two serious legislative pushes to make before January.
One of which, obviously, is further action on the tax bill. Bill that tries to spur our economy. And the second, of course, is the continuing funding of government.
Democratic leaders are trying to figure out how to get the tax cut extensions through the House, where progressives, the Congressional Black Caucus, and others are angry that the bill includes lower rates for wealthy Americans. Hoyer said today no one wants rates to rise on the middle class, and he expects a House vote later this week. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The sudden death of Richard Holbrooke, the veteran diplomat who was President Obama's special representative in Afghanistan and Pakistan, comes as the administration is attempting to turn around the war effort in Afghanistan. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the tributes being paid to the former envoy, remembered as a tenacious up until the end.
President Asif Ali Zardari said Ambassador Holbrooke had been a friend to the nation and that the best response to his death would be to recommit to the fight against militancy. Development assistance and diplomatic initiatives were Holbrooke's focus with the governments in Kabul and neighboring Pakistan. He was best known for brokering the 1995 Dayton Accord that ended the war in the Balkans. His challenge here was every bit as complex, if success more elusive. His death comes at a delicate time in U.S.-Pakistani relations as Washington attempts to turn around the faltering war next door. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, is in Pakistan in advance of the White House release of its latest assessment of the war. It is expected to note the troublesome safe havens for Afghan Taliban on Pakistani soil. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Florida farmers are taking the unusual step of using helicopters to protect crops from the potentially destructive freeze that's descended on parts of the state. The choppers hover over the harvest in the early morning hours to circulate warm air over the plants. Andrew Meadows of the Florida Citrus Mutual says farmers are relieved there was no freeze damage to crops overnight.
We came through in pretty good shape. Scattered reports of slush ice being cut in the fruit, but certainly nothing widespread. So we feel fortunate, and we're going to have our fingers crossed tonight as well.
One of the main concerns is potential damage to sweet corn. Florida is the country's largest producer of that crop in winter. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 70 at 11,498, with the NASDAQ gaining 10. It's at 2635. This is NPR. The founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, is a step closer to walking out of a British jail. Today, a judge granted him bail. However, Swedish authorities, who've lodged sex crimes charges against Assange, are appealing that decision. Assange is fighting extradition from Britain to Sweden. He has come under global diplomatic fire in recent months after WikiLeaks released large amounts of classified documents about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as secret diplomatic cables. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is on the hot seat, in the hot seat in Chicago today, testifying before the city's Board of Elections. NPR's David Shaper reports that Emanuel's trying to prove he meets the residency requirement to be a candidate for Chicago mayor in the city's February election.
More than two dozen Chicagoans have filed objections to Emanuel's candidacy, and each is getting a chance to question him today as Emanuel testifies before a hearing officer. The objectors say the former presidential chief of staff and Chicago congressman does not meet the requirement in Illinois law that states candidates must have, quote, resided in the municipality at least 1 year preceding the election. Illinois courts have held that candidates can retain residency if they can prove an intent to return. And Emanuel testifies he has done that by continuing to own a home in Chicago, pay real estate taxes on it, register his car there, vote from that address, and pay state income taxes. Even though he's rented out his Chicago house, Emanuel says he's kept important possessions in it, showing his intent to return. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Retail sales in the U.S. continue to rise. November was the fifth consecutive month stores posted gains. They climbed 0.8%, underscoring the biggest increase in 2 years. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.